So let's continue in the sugya of mitzvah shrichas kavana that we were discussing.
We had all the kavanas today.
We all the kavanas. We didn't finish all the kavanas. So we left off. We have to figure out how to paskin. We discussed kavana, what it means a little bit, and discuss negative kavana. The question is, how do we paskin on this shaila that Gemara discusses? Do mitzvahs need kavana? That's the shaila. Chavtes amad aleph. Is where we're holding. So the Gemara, as we noted, the Gemara assumes mitzvahs ain't shiras kavana. Talk about tokei l'shir. The Gemara talks about your forsi matzah, your yotze. The Gemara says if you're tokei l'shir, your yotze also, they'd be the same thing. And the Gemara basically seems to be assuming, the Gemara asks a few kashas, but defends all the kashas, and seems to assume mitzvahs ain't shiras kavana. And at the very bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amar Rava. Two lines at the bottom, right here at the bottom. Amar Rava, lotzei is loboi kavana. To be yotzei, you don't require kavana. Okay, then lavor is talking about Tosef, which we're going to talk about next week. But lotzei is loboi kavana, and as Rashi says, seven lines from the end of Rashi's, lotzei is loboi kavana, debelav miskaven yotzei dechova. So even without kavana, you're going to be yotzei yerchova. Okay, so that means you're doing a mitzvah, not paying attention to the fact that it's a mitzvah. It counts and you're yotzei mitzvah. That's what it sounds like over here. At which point the Gemara now introduces another story, which is unclear how it's related to the first story, where Abzera tells his guy, Ichavein v'takali. So have kavana and blow the shofar for me. It's the very bottom of Chavtesim Beis, going on to Chavtesim and Aleph. So right here, so he says, blow for me. Alma kasavar mashmiya ba'i kavana. So the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about whether the person being motzi you, the person blowing the shofar, does he have to have kavana? That's the Gemara. So back and forth. Ultimately, the Gemara is a machlokes.
So why shouldn't he?
He should. As we noted, of course you should have kavana. Question is, let's say he didn't, would you be yotze? He didn't have kavana. That's what he did. Would you be yotze? So that's the shaila. So
but if he doesn't have it in mind, why should he be yotze?
Well, we just said before.
I understand, but he's got to have something.
He blew the sound. He did it. Did he have in mind? He didn't have in mind. He didn't know what he was thinking, but he did it. He did a mitzvah.
You only can do a mitzvah if you do something about it, whatever. But you've got to have something in mind.
This is the machlokas. This is the machlokas. Are you yotzei mitzvah when you know what you're doing? I'm tokei l'shir. I want to blow a trumpet. I'm not thinking it's Rosh, but it happens to be Rosh Hashanah. Am I yotzei mitzvah now? That is the shaila. That is a shaila. I know, Ramesh, you're a big tzaddik. You have a hard time when you say, how can a person do a mitzvah like this? Avada, you shouldn't do mitzvahs like this.
No, but God is like this by any mitzvah. Why is he doing it? Because there's a mitzvah to do it.
No, he's doing it because he wants to play an instrument.
He's doing it because he has to do it for whatever reason. What more do you need?
He wants to play an instrument.
Yeah.
He wants to play a song. He likes do 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 do. He likes a song. He's playing a beat. It's like a trumpet. That's the case. You're right. Most cases, that, as we discussed in this year, most times you come to Shuli Sheikh Lulav, you're doing it because it's a mitzvah. That we know that's kavana. That's considered kavana with pashtus. But what about these cases? Or the other case which the Shulchan Aruch discusses? Let's say it's Sviras Omer. And this, they ask you, what is the count of the Omer today?
Yeah.
And you, it's the 17th night of the Omer. So you say, it's the 17th night of the Omer. Why did you say that? Did you say it to do the mitzvah Sirus Omer? Or did you say it? No, you said it just to answer the question. You didn't have kavana. So yeah, that's a shayla.
He said the right thing at the right time.
Right, so it's the same thing. You blew the right sound at the right time. It's the same thing, but you didn't do it for the purpose of the mitzvah. You did it for another reason. You did it to tell him what was the number, what was the count. Those are the examples. Those are the kinds of cases. So we'll get back to it. So the Gemara talks about Mashmiah. Now the Baal Maor, just to note, the Baal Maor suggests the possibility. This has nothing to do with our sugya. The Baal Maor says that even if you want to say mitzvahs ain't shiras kavana, maybe there's a different point. That when you need to have kavana to be motzi somebody, even though for yourself you don't need to have kavana, but when somebody's doing it for you, maybe they need to have kavana. That's the Baal Maor suggests. But the Baal Maor has a sharp lashon back to that. I mean, what do you guys think of that? So Baal Maor says, he has a nice, there's a little mushel over here, and he says, who suggests this, he says, that can't be. He says, if you say that, then that is Yatsiva Be'ara V'Gyura B'Shmei Shmaya. It's a phrase the Gemara has. It's like the regular guy, he is in the land. The Yatsiva, like the prince, or the is on the land, or the citizen, we'll call it, is on the land. And the Ger, he's up in the Shemaim. He is at a high level. I mean, you flipped it around. You're telling me that you don't need to have Kavanah for yourself, but to be Motzi somebody, then you do have to have Kavanah. Why should that be any different? If you don't have to have Kavanah for yourself, you shouldn't have to be Kavanah to be Motzi someone else. That's what the Bamo rejects, that possibility. So the Pasha says almost all the Rishonim. So that's one way of undoing this Gemara. Is there another way of undoing this Gemara? What does the Ritva suggest? Again, it sounds like we're introducing Kavanah back here, and it sounds like against Rava. Is there another way to reject the Gemara? So the Ritva suggests, I think I have it on the sheet. So the Ritva says, I'm a layer of Zera Lishmaya right here. Echavin mitakali, perish. Lishna de echavin, that when it says in the Gemara, echavin have kavanah, vitakali litsarki mashma. Just means for my needs. He's just saying, hey, blow the shofar for me. V'yesh mefarshim taka lahotzi'eni. And some, which is Rashi, says to make bimotzi me. Aval yesh mefarshim eskavim lashmin, just to make sure that I hear it. So maybe the Gemara never meant anything about kavanah b'mitzvah. It just means eskavim lashmi'eni. Hey, buddy. Eitan, you're going to blow the shofar for me? Make sure I can hear the shofar. That's what it says, echavein. Yeah, but just pay attention to what you're doing so I can hear the shofar. Is he talking about pay attention for any mitzvahs? No, kavanah is for mitzvahs. Just pay attention, make sure I can hear. So that's what he suggests. But the Ritva ultimately rejects that, because based on the Gemara later on, the end of the Gemara does quote Rabbi Yossi. And we know of Rabbi Yossi from the Gemara Psachim, where Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds in Psachim mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And if you're connecting Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Yossi, why make it a different Rabbi Yossi? We could just say it's the same Rabbi Yossi, and all this has to do with mitzvah Srichas Kavana. So that's how most of the Rishonim, the Ram quotes this, and most of the Rishonim understand that Rabbi Zera here is arguing on what we've said previously. That previously we assumed it's the same Kavana. Comes the Gemara to tell us, Rabbi Zera, from this story where he told the guy, have kavanah to be motzi me, because Rabbi Zera really holds mitzvah strichos kavanah, and we connect it to Rabbi Yossi, who, if we remember from the Gemara Pesachim, for those who were able to see the Gemara Pesachim, there's in fact a machlokes tanaim Pesachim between Rabbi Yossi and I think the Stam Brisa that's quoted over there, whether mitzvah strichos kavanah or not. So now it comes out, it's a machlokes between Rava, who was talking earlier in the Gemara, and Rabbi Zera, who is here at the end of the Gemara. So that's the Pashtus. Again, there are ways to reject Rabbi Zera, but the Pashtus is that Rabbi Zera is arguing, and as the Ran notes, the Rif only quotes Rabbi Zera. So if you want, so that makes it sound like he's holding like Rabbi Zera, that mitzvah Srichos Kavanah. Because if he was really meant to hold mitzvah ein srichos kavanah, you wouldn't quote the Rabbi Zera, which is very confusing. Rabbi Zera wouldn't be like your... You could argue maybe he means mitzvah ein srichos kavanah, but he wouldn't be your prototype for the man who holds mitzvah ein srichos kavanah. So that's what the Ran says. It sounds like the Rif is passing like Rabbi Zera, that mitzvah srichos kavanah.
Then he can answer
that. Yeah, that's what we suggested before, like this other pshat in the Ritva. Or the Baal Maor, but those are all a little bit dachuk. The Pashtus is that the Pashtus is not that way, right? Does he even explain that shita? He says Harbe that way. Quotes the Baal Maor. I don't remember if he actually explains that. Oh, he says it here, yeah. No, he just notes that there are those who argue on this, but I don't know if he explains what Rabbi Zera means according to this opinion. Meaning, let's say it this way. You could say, good, Rabbi Zera argues, Rafi, but we pass like Rava. Why should we not say Paschal like Rabbi Zera? So now, once we've established that Paschal is a machlokas, then the question is, well, how do you Paschal that machlokas between Rabbi Zera and Rava? So, the really, some Rishonim, and this is the Ritva quotes, and the Ram quotes, and other Rishonim note that in many places the Gemara assumes basically that mitzvahs don't need kavana as like the starting point, and then we introduce maybe mitzvahs tshiras kavana. And Rava is pretty clear mitzvahs ain't tshiras kavana, and that was tokei l'shir. And not only Rava, Abba Shol, the whole Gemara starts kfov ochal masa ain't kavana. So we have many indications here that we don't need kavana. Okay, we have the story of Reb Zera, and also another thing that some Rishonim note. It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and a stam b'risa. Hashu di paskin, yachid v'rab malachik karabim in psachim. So Pasha should hold against Rabbi Yossi. So many reasons that we paskin, that we should paskin, is ain't tshiras kavana. And that's what some Rishonim hold. But other Rishonim say no. They really, maybe we should, Mr. Ramban goes on to defend, explain what the Rif is hold saying, that maybe we hold mitzvah tshiras kavana. And Rabbi Zera, the Ramban writes in the Mechamas, he says, maybe we should pass like Rabbi Zera. You know why? Rabbi Zera lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. So he lives in Eretz Yisrael, he probably knows better. So Ramban suggests. And then the Ramban says, he says that Rabba, there's an issue with the Girsav, it's Rabba, Rabbi Zera. And he says that maybe it's Rabbi Zera was later, so we pass him like the later one. And then there are other girsa issues apparently here on Chav Chesam Beis, not getting into all the details, but it's not even, Gemara says it, right? Look at the top two, we mentioned this once, but the top of Chav Chesam Beis says, Alma kasava rava mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana. So some say, no, it just means that he doesn't really hold that, but he was explaining the psak of Shmuel, of Avuah de Shmuel over here. But really he doesn't hold mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana. So there's the big question whether, and again, the pashtus is that Rava holds mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana, but there are some Rishonim that try to say, no, that Rava never really meant it, and we should pass him mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana. So this is a big, big machlokes Rishonim. And that's what you find in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Samach, Shulchan Aruch writes, and they have Chilek Aleph. Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim she'ein mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana, v'yesh Omrim mitzvahs ein tshiras kavana, quotes both days. Right, it's a machlokas, and the Shulchan Aruch includes v'yeshom shetzigos kavana lo teis v'tias osa mitzvah v'chein halacha, and that is the halacha is mitzvah shetzigos kavana. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. In general, whenever the Shulchan Aruch has v'yeshomrim, Mr. Yad Malachi, he knows that v'yeshomrim, the halacha is like the second v'yeshomrim, and here even more so because he actually tells you explicitly v'chein halacha, and that is the halacha mitzvah shetzigos kavana. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, one thing we didn't mention is the Shitas HaRambam. The Shitas HaRambam is very unclear. Because the Rambam, if you open up Hilchos Shofar, so the Rambam says what we'd expect. Right? He basically says, Mitzvos Shichas Kavana. If you, because he says, Niskavin Lotes Yidei Chavaso, Niskavin Shomea Lotes, Lo Niskavin Hatokeya. Onis, or he says, let's say you're blowing a shofar to learn how to blow. Lo Yotza Chalavasa. And Misasik Lo Yotza. And if one of the Shomea Mashmiya, you need to have both of them to have Kavana. So he seems to be assuming you need to have Kavana. Yet in Hilchos Matzah, what does the Rambam write? In Hilchos Matzah, the Rambam says, if you're forced, so that's like Rabbi Zera. But the Rambam says, if you're forced to eat Matzah, Kfo Parsim. So the Rambam writes here, Yotze Achilas Matzah, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Matzah. Achol Matzah below Kavana, don't shansu akum, o listim lechol Matzah, Yotze Dechavaso. So how do we resolve the Rambam? Why did he say, by shofar not Yotze? And here he says, you are Yotze. Matzah says, oh. So this goes back, we spend time on understanding the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. That was the last year. We spent a lot of time on it because that is the key to the Shittas HaRambam, it seems. Well, the Magen Mishnah notes in Hilchos Shofar that apparently there's some Girsa issues. As Rabbi Willig once said, the easiest answer is just to erase the letter and then you're good. So you could say, really, when it says, or add in a letter. So it says, you can add in, lo yotzei dechavasa. So you could add in a letter, okay, that's the easiest answer. but we don't like to do that. We're not into editing things. So we take the Rambam at face value. So it seems to be a stira. So we have a split between the major mefarshim of the Rambam, between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. How to interpret the Rambam, and it all goes back to that Gemara we discussed in last year on the bottom of Chesem and Aleph. What's the difference? The Havamina. The Rambam ends up passing like the Havamina. He passes as a split between Matzah and Shofar. So the Magid Mishnah says, sorry, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Ran, who says like Rashi. So why is it that by Matzah you're Yotze? We said matzah is different because you have hana. You felt the hana, so then that doesn't matter. Even if you don't have kavana, even though you need kavana, matzah is good because you have shekei nana. But by shofar, that's the regular halacha. Then you blow the shofar, you need to have kavana because that's mitzvah sirgas kavana. That's how the Magen Mishnah learns. And the Kesef Mishnah, and key to note, the Kesef Mishnah is also the. Sorry, that was the Kesef Mishnah quoting the Ran. The Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says no, that's not really the difference. The Lashon of the Magen Mishnah is not 100% clear, but seems he's saying something more like Rabbeinu Chananel, because he writes, he says, I don't have a good answer, he doesn't like this. He says maybe ulai shehu sover shekevan shein adam osem maaseh b'tkiyah shofar ela hashmiya. What is the mitzvah shofar? To hear, just hearing it. Vafil atokeh ikro hashmiya, even you're blowing, the main thing is to hear. Lefichah tzareh kavana. That is a special need for kavana, because the whole mitzvah is just to hear. So you gotta have kavana. What is it? What does it mean to hear a sound of a shofar without having kavana? Masha enkin b'achilas matzah, but matzah, that's, you know, that's eating. So that.
That's a mamela.
Yeah, mamela. You did a mitzvah. You ate the matzah. You can't tell me you heard without paying attention to hearing. And he says, yeah, it's true. Rabba or Rava, he equates them over here, but the Rabba assumes that they're different. And that seems more in line with the Rebbe Chananel, that there's a special halacha by shofar, but generally mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. So does the Rambam paskin mitzvah shrichas kavana, and matzah is the exception because you eat? Or does the Rambam paskin mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, and shofar is the exception because it's just to hear something, or zichron true, as the Gemara says? So that is a machlokes.
Did you not talk about any other places?
I don't know if there's any rias from other places. So that's a machlokes, and in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is written, the Kesef Mishnah is the same author as the Shulchan Aruch. So Kesef Mishnah is the one who quoted the Ran. Not surprising then that the Shulchan Aruch would paskin mitzvah tzrichos kavana, because that's the Ran's assumption in the Rambam, that really mitzvah tzrichos kavana, and matzah is different, shekei nana, and that's why you find in Hilchos Matzah, the Shulchan Aruch actually was there, that if you're, like the Rambam, that if you're forced to eat matzah, you are not Yotze, clearly implying that this is the exception. Shekei nana. Slashem, he just quotes straight the Rambam we just read. Yotze dechavasa. So that is how the Kesef Mishnah, that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes, that the Mishnah Berurah here notes, that's not so pasha. They says that many argue on this. He says, explains shekei nana, he explains the svara, and da, dekama poskim chokin. Many arguing according to what we hold, the mitzvah srichas kavana ain't lechalek ben midachil shar mitzvah. So you don't make any distinction. And the footnote in the Shar HaTzion was he quote Tosvos and the Rush and ben Das Arif in Perek Gimel Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. So they hold there's no difference. And he quotes the Magen Mishnah, made a mistake in the Rambam. So halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is clearly passing mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Maybe eating is an exception. Let's see how much time we spend on that now. Not so much time, maybe. So maybe eating is an exception. That's back and forth we can go about. But the lemaisa we pass the mitzvos, really, we seem to pass the mitzvos tzrichos kavana. Okay, let's make an interesting ha'ara. That I saw noted. Actually, we'll go with this Hara. It's different. I'll open a new topic. But the Turei Evan asked Akasha that I put this on the Marakom, is that Reish Lakish in the Gemara Pesachim, Reish Lakish holds mitzvah shrichas kavara. We find other Gemaras where Reish Lakish holds mitzvah ain't shrichas kavara. So he says, why is it that in Pesachim he holds mitzvah shrichas kavana? Other examples, he holds mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. The Gemara says in Nazir, and the Gemara says in Horios, and there it's talking about eating a Korban Pesach, and he assumes you don't need Kavanah. So the Aruch Lener answers, he suggests that really Reish Lakish holds like the Rambam. That what? Mitzvos need Kavanah. If you're eating something, then it's Mamela, it's good, even if you don't have Kavanah. So why in Pesachim does he hold Mitzvos Kavanah? Because what's that Gemara Pesachim all about? What was that talking about? Remember, if you don't have it, karpas, right? So what do? You take maror twice. So he says maybe for maror we don't have shekeinana. That's what Aruch Lener says. You nana, you hana from the maror. You don't have hana from the maror. It doesn't taste good. It's not hana. So that's why really by eating a carbon pesach he holds mitzvah ain't shekes kavana. Not really holds mitzvah kavana, but he holds you got hana, so it's good. Over there, it goes back to the general rule because you don't have shekei nana by morer. By matzah, you have shekei nana. By korban pesach, you have nana. By morer, you don't have shekei nana. So the Aruch Lener answers the Turi Evans question based on the shita of the Rambam. The one last thing, and I'll leave you with this. So I was going to get into how this whole misasik thing works, but maybe discuss it another time. But the last thing is the big question all the Achronim deal with, and that is that in Hilchos Sfiras Omer, we mentioned that case before. In Hilchos Sfiras Omer, the Shulchan Aruch has the case, famous case. Person comes to you and says to you, "What is the number tonight of the Omer?" And the Shulchan Aruch says, "No, don't say tonight is 17. Say yesterday was 16. Yesterday was 16. Why?" Because if you'll say tonight is 17, you'll be yotze the mitzvah. So ask all the achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, what do you mean you're yotze the mitzvah? We just paskined back in Siman Samach the mitzvah Trilos Kavana. We paskined mitzvah Trilos Kavana. So if that's the case, so then who cares if you say tonight 17? I don't have Kavana, so I can answer 17. Give the kasha. If you need to have Kavana.
Otherwise he wouldn't answer. He'd say 19, he says 17. That's the right thing.
It's the right thing, but I don't want to do the mitzvah. I just want to tell him what number it is. I'm telling him what tonight is, but I didn't make a bracha yet. I'm not in shul. I want to do the mitzvah. When I go to shul, I make the bracha. He asked me what date it is. I'm telling him today's 17, but I don't have kavanah. So what's the pshat? All the achronim are bothered by this kasha. So there are a lot of tirutzim that are suggested, which leads us, we can decide which direction we want to go in the next few days, but I think we're going to move on to the Gemara. But all this can lead into whole branches of different topics of shiurim in this sugya, mitzvah shiurim kavana. So how do we answer the question? So one answer suggested by the Magen Avraham, back in the Mishpura quotes it, Magen Avraham quotes Radbaz. I think that I heard Rosh Hashanah say he could not find this Radbaz anywhere. But Magen Avraham quotes Radbaz that holds that when do we say mitzvah shiurim kavana? It's by deraisas, by dinim derabana, and mitzvah ain't shiurim kavana. So then it's okay. So then you have to be worried. Since by derabanan it says ain't shiurim kavana, you would be yotze if you said tonight is 17. Deraisas kriya shma I'm talking about over here. Shofar matzah deraisas then mitzvah shiurim kavana. Okay, so that's what he suggests. But a lot of kashas on this. A lot of kashas on this and. And within the sugya of Sfiras HaOmer, no, let's leave that aside. But this is not so pasha. Not so pasha. This should be the case. Many achronim we talked a little. We got into it, but Gemara talks about making a bracha and talks about Mitzvah Sfiras Kavanah and that. So many assume that Mitzvah Sfiras Kavanah even under abundance. That's one possible answer. The Prima Gadim, the Be'er Halacha here quotes the Prima Gadim says, really no, it's a machlokes. And it's really a suffix, because the machlokas is the Gemara. So when the Shulchan Aruch writes that the halacha is mitzvah shiurim kavanah, that's only because suffix derives of the chumrah. But it's only made on suffix. So, but when it comes to, so therefore, we should be machmir in the direction. When you do a mitzvah, he tell you to have kavanah. When you want to avoid a mitzvah, it's not enough to have stam kavanah. It's not, because maybe we should be worried that we really hold mitzvahs into kavanah. You got that? Because if we, it's a suffix. So if we hold mitzvah ain't shrikas kavana, when you say tonight is 17, it'll be yotze. So even though we would tell you really mitzvah shrikas kavana, but we also do machra that maybe mitzvah ain't shrikas kavana. That's the prim gadim says. But the Bar Halacha questions that. That's not so. We seem to be clear, pretty clear. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's a suffix. It says halacha is mitzvah shrikas kavana. So that's also a little difficult. So I leave it with you, an open question. How to resolve, take a look around. Mr. Brewer discussed a little bit in Uncle Sfiras Omer, how to resolve the Sfiras Omer versus what we see here. And the truth is, the Be'er Halacha quotes in Uncle Sfiras Omer, quotes the Taz. Let's say you make a mistake and you say tonight is the 17th. Would you be allowed to count again? So the Taz writes, yes, you would be allowed to count with the Bracha. Because he says, we pass him into Sfiras Kavana. And he didn't have Kavana. So he actually holds that that's how we pass. So that's the Chiddush of the Taz. So again, still the Taz has to explain the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? And is there another answer? Possibly there's another answer. So that's some food for thought on this sugya. Okay. Shkoyach. The end is that you need